Othello. This tragedy is divided into two parts. First part, first act. This act takes place in Venice and contains the social intrigue of Iago, who pretends great loyalty to Othello, but makes a plot to have Cassio, the Moor's lieutenant, dismissed. Second part, second act. This act takes place in Cyprus, where the public figure of Othello is being questioned and the tragedy starts. Cassio is dismissed, and Iago advises him to seek Desdemona's help. Third act. There is a short interlude of relief and relaxation from the high tension, as Cassio introduces some musicians. In the meantime, Iago sows doubt in Othello's mind about a probable love affair between the Moor's wife and Cassio. Desdemona drops a handkerchief that is found by Emilia, Iago's wife and Desdemona's attendant. The handkerchief is left in Cassio's lodging by Iago, thus creating evidence of Desdemona's unfaithfulness. Fourth act. Iago succeeds in arousing irrepressible jealousy in Othello, who doesn't believe Emilia's protestations that her mistress Desdemona is innocent. Fifth act. Othello kills Desdemona, thereby satisfying his honour. But when he understands his fault, he stabs himself. Iago is imprisoned and Cassio becomes the governor of Cyprus. Date and sources. Othello was written between 1602 and 1604, and it was performed at court in the autumn of 1604. It's based on a story linked to the theme of jealousy and gullibility by the Italian writer Giraldo Cinzio. Shakespeare goes far beyond his source, thanks to his rich imagination and theatrical skill. While the Italian Othello is a man without dignity, Shakespeare's tragic hero has magnificent qualities both as a man and as a leader. Themes. The main theme is the way in which a jealous villain succeeds in infecting an essentially noble man with his own jealousy, and in doing so, drags him down to his own level. This tragedy is linked to positive and negative forces, to Othello's and Desdemona's love that triumphs over their cultural and racial differences, to Othello's blackness and ingenuity and Iago's whiteness and perversity, to the analysis of the most typical love pattern, the triangle, agonist Othello, antagonist Iago, object of desire Desdemona. Othello and Iago are two opposite poles. The meeting and the contrast between them creates the tragedy. The former longs for Desdemona in a pure way, the latter morbidly, degrading Desdemona is a way to destroy Othello's object of desire. In this way, Iago accomplishes his revenge on Othello. Their relationship presents a series of antitheses, black-white, master-servant, elected-damned. Iago and Othello. At the beginning of the tragedy, the black Othello is the champion of honesty, and he, a barbarian, behaves like a perfect Christian. In contrast, the white Iago has a black soul. He's a sort of joker who plots a cruel mockery to express his power. Othello feels emotions, sensations, true and absolute passions, whereas Iago invents false passions for himself. His plan to cause Othello's jealousy has no true justification, no purpose and no logic. At the end, Iago is the real loser. He is obliged to face his reality and to drop the mask of the honest Iago. He seals his defeat by refusing to speak and taking shelter in silence. Othello is a linear character. He considers the world made up of absolute values. When his order is shattered by Desdemona's alleged adultery, when his harmony is destroyed by chaos, he must re-establish order by eliminating the destructive element, Desdemona. He doesn't kill to avenge his owner. He plays the ceremonial role of a priest who has to recreate the lost harmony. Later, when he understands he has killed an innocent woman, breaking the order he wanted to re-establish, committing a murder and not a sacrifice, he eliminates the cause of the violated harmony by killing himself. Style. Othello is the most perfectly constructed of all Shakespeare's tragedies. It may be best used to illustrate the four different kinds of dramatic speech: lyric poetry, rhyme, blank verse, prose. All are used in the play with the greatest artistry and produce particular effects of tone, mood and atmosphere. Othello uses typical Renaissance language full of mythological images and cosmological allusions. It has been called musical because of the elevated tone of the poetry he uses. However, it's the unnatural language of a foreigner who loads his language with great words and hyperbole. At the end, after the reversal of roles, Othello speaks and almost becomes like Iago, losing his identity. The prose of Iago contrasts with the formal and ponderous poetry of Othello. His voice is intellectual, controlled, cynical, brutal, and full of litotes which deny the evidence and create false statements. It's Iago who takes advantage of the lack of communication, creating a mock communication with which it's possible to triumph over Othello and others. Unlike Juliet, who assumes a role traditionally played by men in making decisions, Desdemona is presented as a simple object of desire and jealousy throughout the tragedy. The love which ties Romeo and Juliet overcomes every obstacle, and death seems no longer an enemy, since it finally brings them together. The love between Othello and Desdemona is different. Othello's love is possession, selfishness, a simple desire to control his partner. Desdemona feels a more sincere and confident love, to such an extent that she lets herself be guided by her husband blindly. Juliet and Desdemona are highly sensual and romantic. Since her first meeting with Romeo, Juliet doesn't behave according to the social conventions and shows great sensuality in Act 3, Scene 2, where she anxiously waits for Romeo's arrival and begs the knight to come and bring him to her. On the contrary, Desdemona is presented from two different points of view, through Iago's vulgar remarks and Othello's praise of her beauty and innocence. Juliet and Desdemona are passionate and use poetry. Juliet reveals her maturity and grasps reality in her speeches. She loves Romeo, but the first obstacle to their love is his name, which is pure appearance. Desdemona's voice is calm, assertive, and becomes uneasy only when Othello is away. Even with the other characters, communication is not total, because she is too pure and innocent to understand their falsity. After reaching the peak of love and happiness, they start a decline towards their death, with a consequent passage from love to death. Juliet reaches the top of the line after the wedding with Romeo. Her decline starts when Romeo is banished from Verona, or that may appear to be a punishment, since she has violated the social conventions of her age. Desdemona's tragedy starts in the third act. She suffers from a sort of naive regression, and she speaks and acts like a little girl. While Othello is strangling her, she withdraws into an obstinate incredulity. Her death, like Juliet's, may be seen as a punishment for having married the Moor secretly. Dramatic tension. Dramatic tension is almost always present in Othello, from the moment Iago first tells the audience of his plot to have Cassio dismissed and to make Othello jealous. This is because Iago directs the action throughout. Everything turns out as he plans, until is finally discovered. Even after Othello has killed Desdemona, Shakespeare prolongs the tension. He delays the discovery of Iago's part in the crime. When Othello, accused by Emilia, claims Iago's evidence as his justification, and she refuses to believe him. Othello is the Shakespearean tragedy where the tension is sustained for the longest time, because it's the only one where the audience is one step ahead of the main character and must watch his destruction helplessly, while every possibility of his being undeceived in time to avoid his fate disappears.